It's all elegance around Pearl Oliver at her workplace, the upmarket Taj Hotel Cape Town. Pearl will tonight launch the first of a series of wine and design events at the hotel, her idea. She's dressed in a black blazer and skirt, all professional sommelier, and immediately shows me the range of wines she selected for the special evening.
And then we also have a Blanc de Blanc Brut. Absolutely amazing. 2009 is the vintage. Delicious, if you love.
I can see that when you're talking about wine or bubbly, your eyes sparkle.
Very thirsty when I hear about good wines.
What's wine for you?
Well, it's life. It's absolutely everything. It's about life. It's about the people. It speaks from right out in the vineyard, just the soil under your feet, to the person seated at a beautiful fine dining table as this one. For me, wine speaks for both the rich and the poor. So,
but I guess you come from a different background.
Where there was absolutely no wine.
The world of the hotel with the massive foyer with big, comfy, cream-coloured chairs, flower arrangements and staff quietly hurrying around to help is nothing like the world Pearl grew up in. A small house in the suburbs of Cape Town. Her dad was running a greengrocer's business. The money was enough to buy a lemonade here or there, but surely not to send all of his children to university. Pearl had to start working right after school to finance her life. No space for fancy food or drinks.
And so it was lots of fish and chips. Wash it down with Coca-Cola afterwards. So that was basically how we grew up. One thing that I do remember, actually, is that my late father had a friend, and he always, as a child, used to call me Paul Pearly. And then a couple of years, of course, in the wine establishment, I found out that Paul Pearly is a white petulant. So I think this was
meant to be.
Always my destiny to work in the wine business. Yeah, I just had to sort of find it.
Pearl had her first experience with fermented grapes when she was 19 and working as a waitress in a restaurant of a wine estate. The general manager advised one day, if you ever want to survive in this industry, you have to start drinking wine. So she did, and
Hated it. But for the next 5 days, he gave me a glass almost every night of the shift that I worked. And, eventually after the fifth day, I still hated it, but I could understand what he was saying about the wine.
More than 10 years later, Pearl is able to converse fluently in the wine language. The nose, the palate, the vintage. She glows in adoration for certain wines and describes them with vocabulary regular people wouldn't even come up with. She has once tasted 97 wines in one day without ruining her taste buds. But still, her being a black South African and then also female can lead to some awkward situations with guests who stereotype her.
Yes, I've also had experiences before where I would come over and then make the mistake of not introducing myself as the sommelier, and then they'd say, no, it's fine, thank you, we're waiting for the sommelier. And then I'll say, but I am the sommelier, and then they would be like, oh, no, it's fine. You know, but then called me over anyway later. And then I've had experiences where guests would be totally over the moon and happy, you know, about a female sommelier. So
Pearl doesn't take the incredulity personally. She knows that a lot of knowledge about the finer things in life only come with wealth. You have to afford learning to ride a horse, to swim in a pool, or drink wine. But the money is by now not only accumulated in white households, there's an ever-growing number of black people who made it to the expensive bars of the country too.
They are often referred to as black diamonds. They often don't mind to spend a little bit more. But what I've also noticed is that these new money black people, they definitely have the sense of, we have the money, we need to acquire the knowledge along with it.
A sommelier gets a decent income, but as I learn, black sommeliers get less than their white counterparts. And they're all working the same unpredictable and long hospitality shifts. There's still a lot of transformation needed in the industry, says Pearl, although the transformation is not one-directional. Her family also had to accept this weird career choice of hers, drinking and judging wine for a living? Pearl vividly remembers the day she won an award and one of her brothers took the family out for dinner.
And for the first time, you know, sitting amongst lots of black brothers at the same table, the last born, they handed me the wine list and they allowed me to make a decision. In my father's culture, that speaks a lot, like, because women don't get to decide.
And what What did you want to become when you were little, before you had this wine thing?
A doctor. I always wanted to be a doctor. I used to create little heart transplants on my teddy bears.
What do you love most about your job?
The fact that I'm a doctor anyway. You know, people come to me with broken hearts, I give them wine. People come to me with financial problems, I give them wine. It just heals everything.
For DW, this is Kerstin Welter from Cape Town, South Africa.